USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has confirmed that Islamic leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed during a dangerous nighttime raid by American Delta Force troops in northwestern Syria.
The thug who tried so hard to intimidate others spent his last moments in utter fear, in total panic and dread, terrified of the American forces bearing down on him.
The president said Baghdadi dragged three of his children into a tunnel and refused to surrender to the troops. Instead, he used a suicide vest to kill himself and the kids. The president said he had only notified a few members of Congress in advance of the raid. Neither House Speaker Nancy Pelosi nor Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer were told. Al-Baghdadi has been hiding for over 5 years. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
There are massive evacuation orders in Sonoma County, California. 180,000 people as high winds fanned the Kincaid Fire. The sheriff's office tweeted, "No one can remember any past evacuation of that size." Meteorologist Mike Pickner.
The peak wind gust that was almost off the charts was Mount St. Helena, which is a little bit southeast of the main fire. They've had gusts over 93 miles an hour. Many of the valley locations have winds gusting to 50 miles an hour.
PG&E has begun shutting off power for an estimated 2.3 million people across 38 counties. A man opened fire at an off-campus party at Texas A&M University Commerce in Greenville. Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks.
We have determined that 16 people suffered injuries, and of those 16, 12 suffered gunshot wounds, and unfortunately, two have been pronounced deceased.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Scary monsters and evil villains are tops at the box office this weekend, just in time for Halloween. The Joker stole back the number one spot in its fourth weekend of play as it crept closer to the $1 billion mark worldwide. It's now the seventh highest grossing R-rated movie of all time, bringing in $18.9 million this weekend. Close behind in second place, the Disney sequel Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with $18.5 million. At number three, The Addams Family, with an estimated $11.7 million. Just behind that at number four, the comedy horror sequel Zombieland, Double Tap, at $11.6 million. Number five, the scary new movie called Countdown at $9 million. Number six, the cop drama Black and Blue, which brought in $8.3 million. Number seven is Gemini Man with Will Smith, bringing in $4 million. Climbing the charts to number eight, The Lighthouse brought in $3.1 million. And another new face in the top ten, the Thomas Edison film The Current War, which brought in $2.7 million. Rounding out the top 10 was the animated film Abominable, with an estimated $2 million. Houston and Washington have now each won two games in the best-of-seven World Series. The Astros beat the Nats 8-1 Saturday night in Washington. Game 5 is tonight in D.C. President Trump is expected to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.